with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The recently passed reconciliation bill likely won't be the last, Bob Agnew reports.
Oklahoma Senator James Lankford says all Republicans agree there needs to be a second reconciliation bill.
The problem is there's no clear definition of what that is.
Lankford says even though Republicans enjoy the majority, as he puts it, they need to get their ducks in a row when it comes to the types of spending that can be addressed in a second bill.
Rescissions are about annual spending. Reconciliation is about mandatory spending.
Lankford tells the Salem Radio Network his party may need a few more months to decide what budget and spending issues should be addressed in a second bill. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Food and Drug Administration is allowing vaping brand Juul to keep its e-cigarettes on the market.
Juul can keep selling tobacco and menthol e-cigarettes. The Food and Drug Administration says that Juul's benefits as a less harmful alternative for adult smokers outweigh the risk of teens using them. It's a major win for the company, which has struggled for years after being widely blamed for sparking the teen vaping trend. Parents, politicians, and anti-tobacco advocates wanted a ban on the devices that many people blame for the recent spike in underage vaping. The FDA decision applies to both tobacco and menthol-flavored versions of the reusable product. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Anyone firing up the grill this summer already knows hamburgers and steaks are expensive, but the latest numbers show prices have climbed to record highs, and experts say consumers shouldn't expect much relief soon either. According to U.S. government data, the average price of a pound of ground beef rose to $6.12 in June. That's up nearly 12% from a year ago. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 229 points. The Nasdaq rose 153. This is SRN News. President Trump's second term brings about another change.
The Small Business Administration has done a 180, repeating Biden-era rules that barred faith-based groups from getting disaster relief loans, and is even establishing a Center for Faith. The SBA says it will now seek to, quote, empower faith-based businesses, community organizations, and houses of worship with access to capital counseling and government contracting opportunities. Recent Supreme Court decisions also played a role in the agency's decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Although Christianity is widespread across Africa, church leaders say they're still combating the popular appeal of witchcraft and other occult practices. Many people, including leading politicians, secretly consult witch doctors for perceived advantages. The shamans claim to offer protection or success through rituals, drawing clients from across the continent's many countries. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has revoked $4 billion in federal funding for California's long-delayed high-speed rail project.
This move comes weeks after the Federal Railroad Administration said the state had no viable plan to complete a segment of the project under construction in the Central Valley. A little less than a quarter of the money for the project has come from the federal government. But the loss of funding still deals a blow to Endeavor, expected to cost more than $100 billion, that has not secured private investment needed to help pay for it. John Scott reporting.
Dogs and puppies from parts of Texas submerged by the catastrophic flooding that killed at least 132 people have arrived at the no-kill shelter Paws Chicago. The new arrivals have been receiving vaccinations and medical attention. The animals had been in Texas shelters before the floods began. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.